Just leave your guns on the trip, here's on a trip. Lean back and stay a while, now the trip, here's on a trip.
Yes, it's Monitor for Saturday, April 22nd. Ed McMahon here. Later this half hour, wild and wonderful Phyllis Diller drops by with some far-out housekeeping hints and hilarious opinions on everything from foreign films to driving. About 2 minutes from now, Kurt Gowdy surveys favorite fishing lures. Would you believe salmon eggs wrapped in wifey's nylon stockings? Well, that's just one. Wait till you hear the topper. Alpert's tuneful Tijuana Brass playing one of their latest arrangements, Casino Royale. Now, Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy. Brought to you by Kiekhafer, makers of Mercury Outboard Motors, and by Zebco Sports Products, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt Gowdy.
Hi, everybody. Today we're going to talk about a Kentuckian and his most unusual fishing lure, right after this message.
On a bicycle, you can stop pumping and still coast along and steer. Well, not with an outboard motor. When the propeller stops turning, that's it. So it's easy to see how important it is to keep that prop turning at all times. Now, that's the idea behind Mercury's shear-proof drive. Other outboards attach the propeller to a drive shaft with a pin. Hit something hard, that pin will shear right off and leave you dead in the water. It could be exciting if you're in a swift current. But with a Mercury, the propeller is attached to the shaft through a rubber safety clutch. Hit something, and she gives instead of shearing, then keeps on running. See your Mercury outboard dealer. He's got all 9 quiet new Mercuries for 1967. 3.9 to 110 horsepower. Once again, Kurt Gowdy.
You know, one of the most repeated questions fishermen ask me as I get around this fishing nation of ours is, what's your favorite fishing lure? As a matter of fact, I ask this question of good fishermen wherever I go. As you might suspect, I get some mighty interesting answers. A Yankee fisherman in Maine, for instance, told me his favorite lure was a lively minnow with his tail fin trimmed off. He explained this made the minnow swim harder to maintain equilibrium, and therefore it was livelier. Most southern fishermen prefer a surface lure with no action of its own so they can manipulate it in their own fashion. out in the Pacific Northwest, I met a fisherman who uses a gob of salmon eggs wrapped in a piece of his wife's nylon hose, and he catches steelhead with it. However, I asked a fisherman in Kentucky what his favorite fishing lure was, and his answer stopped me cold. He looked over his well-filled tackle box, smiled, and pointed to the stern of his boat. "That outboard motor is the best fishing lure I've ever had," he stated. So I probed. "A motor, a fishing lure? Tell me more." "Years ago," he replied, "I learned that the more fishing traffic increases on a lake, the more water you have to cover to find fish. So I keep that motor running constantly, except when I shut it off to prevent a hooked fish from getting tangled in the prop. I cover the shoreline, motor at idle speed, slowly and thoroughly, casting a variety of lures into every likely spot." "Doesn't the noise of the motor frighten the fish?" I asked. "Nope," he replied. "Sometimes I really believe the turbulence of the prop attracts fish. Many times I catch bass, crappies, trout, and bluegills right next to my boat. Now, of course, there are times when I can't find fish against the shore. Then I get out my fish finder, and just what is a fish finder?" I asked him. "Well," he replied, "it's really a simple rig I make up by attaching a floating plug to the end of my line, and about 15 inches up the line, I add a lead sinker just heavy enough to sink the plug. Now, I troll this wiggling plug slowly all over the lake. The sinker drags bottom, and the plug swims behind it and above it, never snagging on the bottom. Sometimes I catch fish right in the middle of the lake, maybe over a spring hole. I troll back through this spot, and if I repeatedly catch fish, I anchor and fish it carefully. Then I make notes to pinpoint my position by shore markers, and these then become my own private fishing holes, you might say. Yep," he concluded, "that outboard motor is just about the finest fishing lure ever invented. Why, I actually use it to hunt for fish, much like a hunter seeks out big game. I'd give up any lure in my tackle box before I'd part with that motor." Well, friends, this just goes to show you can ask the same question 100 times and 99 times get about the same answer. But that 100th answer can be the tip-off to a big payoff in your favorite sport, fishing. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors. With a Dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup and $2,500 cash, you could have the fishing vacation of a lifetime, couldn't you? Well, you could win them both. Just stop by your Zepco Redhead dealers, fill out an entry blank, and you're eligible to win this grand prize or one of 2,500 other great outdoor prizes. No purchase is necessary. But don't wait. Enter the Zepco's $25,000 sports stakes at your Zepco dealers today. Void where prohibited by law. Zepco Division, Brunswick Corporation.
Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy, again later today, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
The Come Alive sound on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
You know why Schaefer beer is different? Because every glass tastes the same. Schaefer has that rare quality of consistency. Schaefer consistently delivers the same great taste from your first cold glass to your last. So try Schaefer. You'll find that every glass is brewed to taste the same. And that makes all the difference.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Now, TWA is the first airline in the U.S. to give you a jet on every domestic flight. That means no propellers. A jet every time, everywhere you fly on TWA.
Keeping you informed of facts, keeping you informed of issues, keeping you informed of people. WNBC, the big voice of Big Town USA, keeps you informed of Big Town.
Monitor once again. Ed McMahon here at 17 minutes after the hour. Time for a ballad, a brand new one from Robert Goulet, titled One Life, One Dream.
One life, I've only one life, to know the wonder, the joy of loving you till my life is through. One dream is all I own, to know that I have really lived when the years have blown. So you must hold me now and love me now, for life is now. It's time for living it all too fast. for all we know, the days are lasting. This life, we've only this life, we've only this time. Before the flame grows cold in a world grown old, one heart is yours to break, or yours to take and share with love, summer, laughter. I may never share your hereafter.
John Strength will tie this steel bar into a granny knot.
I can't do it.
Here, John, have some V8.
Looks good, like tomato juice.
But it's V8 cocktail vegetable juice. V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow! It sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
I did it. There's your knot.
Tremendous! But how do I untie it?
Just pull the loose end.
Miss Phyllis Diller is all things to all people. Let me see if I can explain. She's a great comedian, an actress, a fun girl, celebrity, TV star, music festival luminary, movie co-star with Bob Hope, author of a book, would you believe, Household Hints? It's a runaway bestseller. And last but hardly least, she's a party giver like there's no tomorrow. In fact, the other day, Society columnist had this to say. I'll quote, Phyllis Diller's recent Hollywood party had 2 tents, one with orchestra, 2 with harpists. The house was decorated with 2 dozen red roses. Each place setting had a glass of water with a goldfish in it. And guest Robert Mitchum drank his. Close quote. Phyllis, tell me the truth about that party. Was that for real?
Oh, was that for real? And, honey, that line you said about after a party like this, there's no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Really?
There was no tomorrow.
You lost that day.
Oh, lost a whole day. But everybody had such a wonderful time. Bob Mitchum did drink the goldfish. He just didn't see it quick enough. That was the party favor. Everybody took home a beautiful water goblet with their goldfish in it. But you upset me with 2 dozen red roses. It was
200
dozen. 200
dozen. Did I say 2 dozen?
Yes, but we can't be perfect.
Well, you had that on your arm.
Of course I did.
Listen, where in the world do you get all this energy? I've known you for a number of years, and whenever I see you, you're going about 80 miles an hour. How do you handle all that?
Well, darling, I've got a lot of help. Good heavens, baby. I don't do all this by myself.
I see.
No, Ed, I tell you what, secretly.
Yes.
About energy.
Yes.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Energy is psychic.
Explain.
Well, you got to think energy.
Mm.
If I really want to lay it on you quickly, a person who says frequently, I am tired, can
get
go
tired.
No place but tired.
Mm-hmm.
And they convince themselves. It's called self-hypnosis. Well, you see, I guard every word and thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell myself, oh, my heavens, am I gorgeous. And look what it's done for me. Nothing.
Nothing. Tell me about that laugh, because that's become kind of a trademark with you.
Well, that's my real laugh. See, my garters are too tight.
I see.
Puts a lot of pressure on my diaphragm.
Tell me about the book, Household Hints. I used it a couple of times on The Tonight Show and
Bless
found
you.
It most amusing. And the title is Phyllis Diller's Housekeeping Hints.
True.
Could you give us an example of one or two?
Well, let me think. There's this one about how to make your husband's shirts look whiter. Have him get a deep tan.
Right, that helps.
Saves a lot of work. And if your children insist on writing in the dust on the coffee table, just ask them, please don't write a date. Things like that to
very
smooth
good.
Over, you know.
Now, you have opinions about a lot of things.
Oh,
things you
definitely.
Think about. I'm going to throw some things at you, and let's hear what you have to say about it, okay?
Wonderful.
How about TV series?
Oh, yes, mine's canceled.
I see. That's your opinion about that.
That's my opinion.
How about hecklers in clubs?
I never have them. You have to want want things. I didn't want them, so I didn't attract them, and I never had them.
So again, it's the same, your same theory of positive thinking?
Definitely. What you have in your life, you've attracted.
Think good things. Huh?
Right.
How about the West Coast life versus the East Coast life?
It's very different, Ed, and I adore living on the West Coast. I'm an ocean girl.
Hmm.
I'm born under a water sign. I'm very happy. My house is within sight of the ocean. So, you know, and every morning to get up and look at it and make sure it's still there. Because, you know, as you get older, you get dry and brittle.
That's true.
My skin is so dry, I've been declared a fire hazard.
And that's bad for the
that's
West Coast.
Very bad.
How about driving?
Driving?
Yes.
Oh, dear Evan.
Are you doing any of that on the
coast? Oh, it's so bad, I can't get a license. I got 2 tickets on my written test.
How about foreign films?
Oh, well, I tell you, the last Italian movie I went to, I didn't enjoy it at all because they got too much garlic in the popcorn.
All right. Listen, we've been rambling on here, Phyllis, and we did not mention about your new flick.
Well, my dear, how could you miss that? You know, it's the big thing. I think it's an Oscar movie.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's Bob Hope and my second time together.
Yes.
Add Jonathan Winters to that, will you?
Uh-oh.
And would you add Shirley Eaton and Jill St. John?
I'll add those.
And then would you add 7 children and a huge vicious dog?
Yes. Mix gingerly.
Darling, and you have a hit. It's called 8 on the Lamb.
Is there a name to the company that made this motion picture?
United Artists.
I'll be darned.
Probably.
Yes, okay.
That's the last man I kissed this morning.
Oh, Phyllis, it's always a great pleasure to see you. It's especially great to have you as our guest here on Monitor. We hope you'll come back before too long. Thank you.
You're wonderful. I love you, Ed.
Not too loud, Phyllis. They're listening.
That covers the club dues. Now let's hear from Al Bixby on entertainment. Al? Al? Al?
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Baker?
That's me, honey. Same as the name on the door.
I'm doing a survey for International Harvester. Mr. Baker owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Yes, lovely little machine. Built for keeps, you know. Just like the big IH tractor.
Right, and which model do you have?
The big husky one, doll. The Tiger.
I see. 12 horsepower. That's a gear drive or hydrostatic transmission?
Honey, do I look like a mechanic to you?
No. No, you certainly don't. Tell me, now that the cadet zips through all the yard work around here, how does your husband spend his extra free time? What's his hobby?
Well, would you believe he spends a lot of time on the golf course?
And here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer, and you'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your Cub Cadet dealer, phone Western Union. Ask for operator 25.
Thank you.
Percy Faith's orchestra, born free. Free, no strings, able to roam far and wide. That certainly applies to Monitor. And your friends and relatives throughout the nation are probably enjoying the program right now, too, at their local NBC stations. One such is WHIS Bluefield, West Virginia. Hello, Bluefield. And all stations from Maine to California who'll do their own name-dropping right now. Ed McMahon here, back shortly.
You're traveling throughout the weekend world with Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.
The heating unit, that definitely is the most important.
Which home heating system do builders prefer?
Expensive.
Listen to Mel Rappaport, builder of Windmill Farms here in Lake Grove, Long Island.
The maximum efficiency out of it. We've been in this business for over 15 years. We've put up well over 700, 800 homes. In building these houses, we've put in what we feel is the best and most efficient heating unit. And this, of course, without any question, is gas heat. The main reason would be the fact that they don't have to worry about calling for fuel. They don't have to worry about calling in the serviceman once a year.
This interview was brought to you by the Long Island Lighting Company.
Gas is automatic, and there's no problems with it. Gas does a good heating job, and there is a trend now towards gas. Most builders use gas.
73 degrees and clear in Big Town, WNBC AM New York, the big voice of Big Town, USA.
Next on Monitor, Miss Diana Ross, the lead singer of the vocal group The Supremes, sings Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the girl I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why he had to go, I don't know, he wouldn't stay. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. A place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why he had to go, I don't know, he wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
This is Ed McMahon with another warm welcome to the Go Sound of Weekend Radio, Monitor 67. News, music, household hints, all in this 25-minute wedge. And 4 minutes away, Arlene Francis and guest Mrs. Richard Rogers continue a chat started earlier today on Monitor. All about Mrs. Rogers' new dream house, a home she actually designed herself. First, Wide Awake and Wingin', Dean Martin.
You see, no more loneliness. To me, live some happiness. simulation of happiness. Only show the brighter side. You'll see no more loneliness. Tribulation of happiness on me.
Spill that cup of trouble and sorrow. Sooner the better for you. Fill it up with the happy tomorrow. We got some living to do. Kiss me too. A good, good lover makes a bad, bad fighter. And I'm not digging on you.
Lay some happiness on me. So the brighter side. You see no more loneliness. To me, lay some happiness on me. Lay some happiness on me.
Drive a bargain right now. The time couldn't be better. During Buick Bargain Days, your Buick dealer is offering a Buick LeSabre four-door sedan equipped with white sidewalls, deluxe wheel covers, custom trim moldings, and remote control outside mirror at bargain savings. If your preference runs to something else, he has specially equipped Buicks for every taste. From the exciting LeSabre four-door hardtop and the road-loving Skylark Sport Coupe to the bargain-equipped special deluxe four-door sedan. All at bargain savings during Buick Bargain Days. Drive a bargain today. Buick.
Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis. Brought to you by O'Brien Paint. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien. Here's Arlene.
We'll hear about the perfect kitchen in the celebrity home of Dorothy and Richard Rogers in just 1 minute. But first, the O'Brien Corporation has taken a new look at paint color charts, and they have taken that look from your point of view. The result is infinitely more useful and interesting than the usual color chart. O'Brien would like you to take a look, too, and I'll tell you how in just a minute. O'Brien has carefully selected 72 of the most popular, most interesting, of its 1,180 symphonic colors and arranged them in 9 harmonious families. Everything from rich, luscious, deep tones to a whole range of delicate pastels. You'll also find many decorating hints to help you make the best use of color in your home. For your copy of O'Brien's new sampler of color swatches and decorating hints, write Color Sampler, The O'Brien Corporation, South Bend, Indiana, 46621. And please include your name and address plus 10 cents to cover postage and handling. Send them to Color Sampler, The O'Brien Corporation, South Bend, Indiana, 46621. My guest, Dorothy Rogers, is a woman of many talents. She is an accomplished homemaker, interior decorator, author, and the wife of a very happy man, composer Richard Rogers. Dorothy's newest book is called The House in My Head, a step-by-step account of the building of the Rogers' new home in Fairfield, Connecticut. Dorothy, you've told me a bit about what your house looks like, but I am anxious to hear about the kitchen. Describe it for us.
I think it's a very handsome kitchen because it's very functional. You know, I've seen a lot of fancy kitchens with pots of herbs and geraniums and pretty bookshelves and things. Yes. And all those pots that have to be shined up. I don't have any of that. All my pots are out of sight. But it works. And the equipment is absolutely wonderful. And it's been placed where I like to have it. I walk through this house in my head. on paper, you know, so much. And I made a lot of mistakes on paper. I mean, I found myself one morning at 5 in the morning carrying the laundry from the bedrooms through the kitchen to the laundry. Well, that couldn't be. And I didn't want to carry that clean laundry back from the laundry through the kitchen and drop it on something that had butter or flour or eggs on it. So we rearranged the service area, all this on paper,
of course. I was just going to say, fortunately, before it was built.
We made no changes once the plans had been decided on. In the kitchen, for instance, I was the delivery boy, and I was carrying a heavy basket of canned goods, and I looked around, and there was no place to put them down. And I didn't want... Then I was the cook, and I didn't want that delivery boy coming into my kitchen with his muddy feet and walking across the kitchen. So I saw to it that there was a place for him to put his basket just inside the door, right where the things could be put away and without his really disturbing anyone who was cooking.
It is interesting to have you tell the story about how you did all of this in your head before you actually did it, which is what the big secret is, but not all of us have such able heads as you do. You have mentioned before in the past the marvelous usefulness of this particular kitchen that is in this new contemporary house of yours. And when you tell, because I think it would be very interesting to women that keep house, the story of opening the jar of jam.
I'd got up very early to fix my breakfast and learned that the coffee maker was not working. And then I saw a little sign that had been left for me telling me not to use the garbage disposer because that was out of order. And so I had just taken a jar of jam out of the cupboard, and as I walked across the kitchen floor, I was unscrewing it. It slipped out of my hands, and jam went on the table, the chair, the floor, the wall, and the curtain.
That's a big jar of jam you had.
I really just wanted to sit down and cry, you know. And it had a happy ending because I took one of those marvelous little sponges, and nothing was damaged because every single surface was washable. The curtains were made of fiberglass. The table had a
formica
top. The chairs were covered in vinyl. The floor, of course, was vinyl. And so there was no damage at all. It just was a matter of 2 minutes to mop it up. And that cheered me considerably, I must say. I do think that these new fabrics are quite remarkable. They look fragile very often. The chairs, for instance, in the kitchen are white. And you wouldn't dare do that if it weren't washable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's no problem to keep these things clean.
Well, thank you so much, Dorothy Rogers. I certainly look forward to your newest book, The House in My Head, that we've been hearing about today. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor. Now this for O'Brien.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality.
Be sure you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Later today, Mrs. Richard Rogers concludes our tour of her dream house, pointing out furnishings and decorations which match her and her famous composer husband's personality. Hear Arlene Francis with famous guests every weekend here on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of living.
Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey, friend, do it again, Valentine's here. Hey, friend, do it again, Valentine's here. Good to start with Valentine, good to stay with Valentine. The flavor's great at the three-ring sign. Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey, friend, do it again, Valentine, Valentine's beer.
You're back with Monitor. I'm Ed McMahon, here at exactly 14 minutes before the hour of the Ray Charles Singers.
Little by little and bit by bit.
symphony. So little by little, left and right, and you're gonna fall in love with me.
My name, Jose Jimenez, the bellboy, with the message from the bell system. Unaccustomed as I am to speak in the public, they asked me to tell you out in Radioland to call up long distance the places you want to stay. To call for reservations so you don't drive all night long looking for a room. Some places will even call the next stop for you. Whichever way, as the sun sinks slowly in the north, you sink happily into bed because you called ahead. So good night and good sinking.
Monitors ring around the world, a close-up of people and events both at home and abroad, brought to you by the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. Unscheduled drama on stage at this week's New York opening of the Royal Ballet. That story in just 1 minute.
Today's special concert of the Wynn Oil Company Chorale, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, features the celebrated dramatic soprano, Mrs. Miller. Now, Mr. Keenan Wynn.
Wynn!
Thank you. On behalf of Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and all the products made to keep your car going strong by the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related, I take pride in presenting the inimitable, the incomparable, the magnificent voice of Mrs. Miller.
Wynn, 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 Wynn,
Wynn, Wynn,
Thank you, thank you. Oh, Mr. Wynn.
Yes?
I should like to dedicate my next selection to your wonderful relatives in Azusa.
Oh, no!
Azusa!
Now, Monitor's man on the aisle, Leonard Probst, NBC News, New York.
Opening nights are a traditional ceremony that have a rhythm all their own. There have been a number of unusual opening nights on the New York stage, and the big one this week added some new turns to the traditional first night dance. There have been shows that have run on previews for 6 weeks, then closed on opening night. Shows that have come in without any previews and closed on opening night. And shows that have put off opening nights half a dozen times because they were afraid they would flop, then gone on to become a smash hit. This week, there was one major opening, and it proved to be most unusual. It was historic because it took place at the gaudy new Metropolitan Opera House in Lincoln Center. 4,000 first-nighters paid mostly $25 a ticket to see the first ballet company to appear at the new Met. It was a foreign company and one of the world's finest, Britain's Royal Ballet. The Royal Ballet was beginning a tour that'll keep it here 6 weeks, then carry it across the country into 15 cities. Also, there was a most unusual on-stage accident. It occurred in the final moments of the first act of Cinderella. Svetlana Beriosova was dancing the role of the Cinder Maid. A few moments before, the fairy godmother had turned Cinderella's pumpkin into a splendid coach drawn by 6 mice. The mice pulled the coach, with Cinderella inside, on center stage. Then they sped so quickly into a turn that the coach fell on its side. The audience gasped, and the curtain was quickly let down. I went backstage, arriving just before the house doctor and a nurse. Miss Beriosova had fainted. She had to be carried off stage to her dressing room. The first thing she said was, "Is anything broken?" She was assured she was all right and received a long round of applause when she appeared in Act Two and danced as though nothing had happened. To get back to that ballet, Cinderella, it does not show the company off to its best. The center of the drama is not Cinderella, but it hinges on the slapstick routines of her ugly sisters, danced in campy style by 2 men, Sir Frederick Ashton, who wrote the ballet, to the music by Prokofiev, and Robert Helpman. I left Cinderella impressed not by the ballet, which I had seen this company do in a slightly different version before, but by the company's mastery of technique, unity of style, and attention to detail. It was beautiful to witness, but reserved and somehow muted. For the fireworks and the great nights of the ballet, I'm looking forward to the rest of the program. That includes 6 new ballets, and especially looking forward to the company's supreme beings. You know, Rudolf Nureyev and Margot Fonteyn. Usually, the Royal Ballet opens with Nureyev and Fonteyn. This time, the British aren't allowing them to come in and steal the show until later. They don't appear until May 6 when they open in Swan Lake. Then we'll know the Royal Ballet Company has really invaded the New York Metropolitan Opera House. After that, the invasion moves on into 15 cities across the nation. Leonard Probst, NBC News. That's it from Broadway.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events both at home and abroad. You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning, think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best air conditioning. Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
Think about air conditioning your entire house with Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. You'll keep cool and won't have to put up with so much humidity, dust, dirt, and noise. Check with your Bryant dealer for more information on Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. We call it Quiet Line because it really is.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best air conditioning. Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, see the yellow pages for the Bryant dealer nearest you.
Here's the exciting sound of the new Buddy Rich Orchestra, the equally exciting sound of Theme from Monitor.
Have been winning people over like mad. So you'd think they take a breather about now. They're throwing a big bonus sale.
It's really the big sale of the year, Edie. Plymouth dealers are offering specially equipped Fury, Belvedere, and Valiant models with special equipment at specially reduced prices. Winning deals on the wild new Barracudas, too. See them now during Plymouth's big bonus sale.
Follow your heart to your Plymouth dealer today.
See the cars that stunned the automotive world by winning 3 out of 7 classes in this year's Mobile Economy run. See Plymouth and save during your Plymouth dealer's big bonus sale. Next, a monitor tip for the home. Ladies, if you're scrubbing floors today, I hope not, or planning on doing something special like gardening, here's a good idea. Take an old hot water bottle, fill it with foam rubber, and presto, you've got a perfect kneading pad for that floor washing or waxing. Or for getting a good close look at the jonquils that are just starting to pop up. Now, one more suggestion for your home.
Springier, bouncier, it's a carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Marigold, spice, avocado, golden moss. Colorful's the word for Bigelow carpets made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic, DuPont's great carpet fiber. Deep, lasting colors, because unlike many carpet makers, Bigelow makes and dyes its own yarns. in hues that match all the latest colors in paint, drapery, and upholstery fabrics. Visit your Bigelow dealer soon. Remember, people who know buy Bigelow. Don Costa's orchestra with Ilya, Darling. And this is Ed McMahon reminding you, darling, to stay on the line and keep your weekend up to the minute with NBC Monitor News on the Hour, which is next.
President Johnson and other heads of state pay final tribute to Konrad Adenauer Tuesday throughout the day on the NBC Radio Network.
Chateau Martin wine is on the list of best sellers, best wine sellers. Everywhere.
Dime, it's about the Chateau Martin wine. The flavor and aroma are so fine. Try the sherry or the port, buy the gallon or the quart. You'll be nuts about the Chateau Martin wine.
Every well-stocked cellar includes Chateau Martin port wine, the rich, clear dessert wine that provides the happy ending to a perfect dinner. Chateau Martin port wine, made from choice California grapes, mellowed in 100-year-old oak casks, is distinctive in flavor and aroma. Try it, then you'll understand why
Chateau Martin wine is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere.
I am Chateau Martin wine.
A product of Chateau Martin Wines, New York. Makers of famous Chateau Martin sherry wine. Had any lately?
The Big Wilson Show is largely a matter of choice. Mornings from 5 to 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.